Good morning, it's Friday, March the 5th, 2010, and this is Claire Grant on the Three Beautiful Things podcast. Saturday, February the 27th. It's Nick's birthday. I make him wake up early so he can have his cards and presents, half sitting, half lying in a warm cloud of bedding. 2. Nick stops crunching up the drive to knock on the window. I've only got 20 more minutes of work. 3. One of his birthday presents was a DVD, Badgers, Secrets of the Set. We sit together and watch amazing footage of our favourite animal. I particularly like to see them suck worms out of the ground. Sunday, February the 28th. Steak, cake and sweeping. 1. The butcher holds up 2 steaks. These okay? 1.5. We pass 2 men talking. Thing is, mate, when you're working, you're doing what the rest of us want to do when we're not working, and we all think you live the life of Riley. I know, I'm still working, though, and it really gets me. But we still think you're living the life of Riley. And they pass out of earshot. What was his job, Nick? What does he do? 2. Nick has been having an afternoon nap. I wake him to show him his birthday cake, chocolate with red jam inside, dusted with icing sugar and lit with gold and silver candles. 3. The sound of my husband using a dustpan and brush to sweep dust from the spot on the hall carpet where the bookshelf used to be. Monday, March the 1st. I'm staying here, getting things done and entertaining. 1. A snap decision to stay at home rather than going out into the stormy morning. 2. The washing is mostly done when Nick gets home. I should leave you in charge more often, he says. 3. The new wife's worst nightmare. My husband's boss comes round for dinner unexpectedly. Actually, Charlotte calls to say she's in town and we tell her, come now, there's enough supper for 2 more. Tuesday, March the 2nd. Light at last, head are a helix and fat. 1. Waking up to see a bit of daylight prying itself through the gap in the curtains. Morning work in front of the east-facing window feels like a light bath and it makes me feel like getting things done. 2. Nick's sister rings to tell me that I should expect a plant. A couple of hours later, a man comes to the door. I've got a very large ivy for you. It's a cone about the height of a child and it's perfect for the collection of pots along the sunny wall. 3. It's satisfying to pick off and throw away the fat that has floated the top of a stew taken from the fridge. Wednesday, March the 3rd. Baking, town badgers and not alone. Our house doctor says, whatever you've got baking, keep doing it. It's just a loaf of bread, but the smell always cheers me up too. 2. He says that there is a badger's track across his town garden and that friends over the road have a set. 3. Andy walks me home after an evening of catching up and commiserating about the housing market. If anyone wants Tunbridge Wells flats, we've got them. Thursday, March the 4th. Cabbages, Prime Ministers and Rocky Roads. 1. There are green and purple cabbages in our veggie box. Almost too beautiful to cook. The base of the leaves is spring green, and gradually they shade into a deep midnight purple. 2. He who shall not be named sometimes shares things in Google Reader. This week, a radio phone-in prank about Gordon Brown's bad temper made me laugh. 3. Nick brings home a pair of Rocky Roads from the Hummingbird Bakery. They're more like Rocky Mountains, and we finish up like a pair of toddlers with chocolate all over our faces. Friday, March the 5th. Absorbed, get out, and home cooking. 1. To get absorbed in my work so that time slips away. It's very satisfying to string together words and know that I'm being paid for it. 2. Getting out of the flat for half an hour after lunch. The cold air and the vast blue sky are the wake-up I need. 3. I grab a ready meal because I don't want to think about supper tonight. Oven crisped rice, dull curry, no vegetables. I fall in love with my own cooking again. And that's it for this week. Thank you for listening, and keep looking out for your own beautiful things. Feel free to share them in a comment or on your own blog, or drop me an email, podcast@threebeautifulthings.co.uk. This show is based on the blog at www.threebeautifulthings.co.uk.